It is time for Kaleidoscope. Dirk Abraham joins us. Only you're not playing radio guy today. You're playing telecom board chair.
Yes, thank you.
Well, we appreciate you coming in. There's a lot of discussion, a lot of talk, and questions, too, about what's happening with the service here in Windham. Let's just kind of give us a rundown of what's happening.
Well, I could, you know me, I could talk all day, but I'll try to be somewhat concise on this, is that the WindhamNet system, there is a telecom commission that oversees that and provides civilian oversight. I'm the president of that commission, and we've been looking at this for a long time because, to put it as simply as we can, the cable TV system, it's harder and harder for a small mom and pop cable operation, which essentially WindhamNet is, to survive because the cost of programming keeps going up. And to be very frank about it, we have not raised the rates as much as we should have to cover the cost of programming. I did some really rough back-of-the-envelope math on this, and I could be off a little bit, but if we wanted to break even on cable, we would have to charge something like $160 a month on cable TV.
Wow.
Yeah, because cost, obviously, the fixed costs have gone up. We have to maintain what we call the head end building, just past the Highland School. That has the tower with the turkey vultures on it.
Sure.
Yeah, then the satellite dishes, that's the head end building, and that costs us quite a bit to operate. And of course, the cost of programming. People who follow this stuff may have heard about, ESPN's in this big dispute now with YouTube TV, because ESPN wants more money to provide their programs. Well, we go through that same thing with all of our providers, whether it's the cable channels or the Twin Cities TV stations. A lot of them, we pay a fee per subscriber per month for the right to carry those signals. And ESPN is somewhere around $11 a month now. I mean, we literally pay $11 per month per subscriber. Wow. Just to have ESPN on cable. Some of the Twin Cities TV stations are $4, $5, $6 a month. It adds up in a hurry.
It adds up very quick. And that also is a pretty good example of why you have to kind of pick and choose what those packages really are.
Yeah. And so, we've been talking, the Telecom Commission has been talking about this since before I was a member. Because we could see the writing on the wall that cable TV is, if not dying, it's just not as popular as it used to be. In fact, I scribbled this down from a survey I saw, from Nielsen, the people that do the TV ratings. As of September of this year, looking at all television usage in the United States, roughly 45% of all TV usage was streaming.
Wow.
Yeah. Cable and satellite amounted to about 22%, and just regular over-the-air broadcast TV, ABC, NBC, amounted to 22%.
Wow.
So,
and I bet that's flipped in the last 10 years at least.
Yeah. But it's the trend is cable is going away, and it's going towards streaming. And we could see the writing on the wall, and I'm talking about the WindhamNet or the Telecom Commission. We've been talking about getting rid of the cable TV system and going to a streaming video offering for a long time. And we ran through a lot of bumps along the way. Obviously, we had the pandemic in there and some other things. And it just, in a perfect world, we would have made this switch some time ago. But we're now at a point where we, the Telecom Commission, decide, okay, we've got to do it.
It needs to happen.
Just on a financial basis, it's just not financially viable for us to continue offering cable TV. And look, we know that this is going to impact some people, but we can't afford to lose money just so a handful of people can continue to watch cable TV. It just doesn't work. We have to look at the bigger picture when we make those decisions.
So what does this mean? What's if I'm sitting there watching my cable that I've had with Wyndham Net forever, what is happening? When's it going to happen? And what's it mean for me being able to watch my shows?
Well, as of December 31st, New Year's Eve, the cable TV system will be shut down. It will no longer operate. And by that point, you're going to have to make a decision. You can go to some other streaming provider if you want, or get a dish, or you could sign up for the streaming video package that Wyndham Net is offering.
So let's talk a little bit about that. Let's start at the beginning. What does that mean? What am I going to have to do to switch to this package?
All right. Well, on the technical side, you're going to need what's called a streaming device. It could be a Roku device or an Amazon Fire Stick. And if what I just said means nothing to you, then you're probably going to have to call Wyndham Net and have one of the guys explain it to you. Now,
a smart TV, which is out there,
some smart TVs have the Roku operating system built in. Obviously, Roku sells their own brand of TV, so if you have a Roku TV, you've got the Roku system. Mm-hmm. There are other TV brands, Vizio and Hisense and others, that have the Roku operating system built in. So if you have that, you can just access the Roku system through your smart TV. I have a Sony TV at home. It's, you know, 4K flat screen TV, a nice set, but it doesn't have the Roku system built in. So I had to go out and buy what's called a Roku device, in my case, a Roku Ultra. And I hook that up to the smart TV by way of an HDMI cable. And so that brings in the streaming signal and brings it into my TV.
Now, again, if that all is foreign to you, if you talk to Wyndham Net, they'll help
set up. I mean, look, I am not a technical genius, okay?
You're pretty technical.
I know some things, but I was able to, I bought a Roku and went online and set up my Roku account, hooked it up to this smart TV, and got it all to work. So if I can do it, most people can do it.
All right. Well, let's talk channels then. Are we going to lose a bunch of the channels that we have right now?
Well, again, you can get a copy. You can get copies of this down at the city hall at the clerk's office, but I have here the channel lineup for what we call Southwest Stream. Now, this is pretty much the same streaming video package. If you have friends who are with Southwest Broadband in Jackson, Lakefield, or whatever, it's pretty much that same streaming package. Or, you know, Federated Broadband, which we could also talk about for a minute or two before we go. It's the same streaming package they offer. There's a basic package, which is $85. And that includes a number of channels. And then there's an expanded basic package that has some additional channels that goes for $95. Now, to be clear, the basic package, you get the Twin Cities TV stations from Minneapolis, St. Paul.
For the local networks.
Yeah, for ABC, NBC, PBS, CW, MyTV, or whatever. If you want the Sioux Falls stations, you can also get those, but that is an extra $10. And there's some pretty complicated reasons for that I won't go into, dealing with designated market areas, etc. But just for now, just take my word for it that if you want the Sioux Falls TV stations, which I know some people like for the weather, you can get those, but it's an extra $10. And there's also movie packages from Showtime and Stars that you would have to pay extra for if you want to get some of these different movie packages.
Now, one other thing that we should mention with this is an internet streaming service.
Right, right.
So you do have to have internet
service. Right. You have to get your internet through us, through a Wyndham Net.
So if you don't, either don't have internet or have a different service for your internet, this is not available.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have also, as part of this process, again, when I say we, I'm talking about the Telecom Commissioner, Wyndham Net. We've also revised our internet packages because in order to do streaming TV, you have to have fast signal, a high-speed package. And if people try to run streaming video with a low-speed package, it's just not going to work. It's going to be buffering and all kinds of problems. So we have simplified our data packages. If you don't want the streaming video, if you just want to be able to get on the internet and check your email, we have a kind of a slower speed, smaller data package that people can buy. But if you want the streaming video, or if you got, you know, 3-4 kids at home and they're all on their devices and doing various things, you're going to need high-speed data. So we have several high-speed packages that are available.
Now, what about costs on those? Are they comparable to what we're paying now?
I'd say it's a little more expensive than what we had been paying. But again, we had not adjusted those rates in a while. So, for instance, the 100 meg package, if you speak internet, the 100 megs is a fairly high speed. That's $85 a month.
Okay. Yeah. And that's fast enough to run your TV.
Oh, yeah. That's fast enough to run your TV if you're into gaming and that kind of thing. But we also have a 250 meg package. That's $100 a month. Or a 1 gig, if you want 1 gig internet service, which is really high speed, that's $125 a month.
But, for the increase in the amount, the price increases, that's very reasonable in the world we're living in.
Yeah. And the same thing with the streaming video packages, because when a lot of these outfits got started, YouTube TV, Hulu Plus Live TV, or DirecTV streaming package, they were a lot cheaper, but now they're all up in that same $80, $90 range.
Right.
So our prices are pretty comparable to other streaming packages or other internet providers.
So as you look at this now—
And I should mention, too, that so if you're coming in to sign up, you can still get telephone service through us. So we've got the telephone service, internet, and streaming video.
And we're not expecting any of that. This new plan really doesn't affect anything else anyway. You know, the telephone's still going to be there.
Yeah. Now, we are down the road. We're looking at some changes in that as well. There's some technical things we think we can do just in terms of simplicity and ease of operation and get out from some of the regulations. So down the road, we're thinking about going to a voice over internet protocol telephone system, which, again, if you don't speak tech, that's gibberish. But
again, it's the same thing. In the end, you're still going to have your telephone. It's
right.
Still going to work the mm-hmm. same way,
right.
Just like the TV.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so again, so basically, but as you said, so December 31st, New Year's Eve, the cable TV system will be shut down. So we would like everybody to let us know by December 12th what you're going to do. If you're going to sign up for the streaming package, great, or what internet package you want. But the goal is to migrate all of our current customers, all the internet customers, to one of the new internet packages. And as far as the current the people who are currently using Wyndham Cable TV, which is in the range of about 550 people. Odd, I don't have the current numbers off the top of my head, but yeah, there's about 550 people I think right at this time who get cable TV through WyndhamNet, and they need to let us know what they're going to do. And if Steve here has cable TV and he doesn't tell us by December 12th, then when we shut down the cable TV system, we are just going to put you on the basic streaming package unless you tell us no.
Okay, so you have the option to change, but if you don't say something, you just get switched.
Yeah.
So as far as making you aware of what service I want to switch to, do I do that on the website? Do I call WyndhamNet?
No.
What do I do?
Come into City Hall and talk to the folks that handle the utility billing. They have a form for you to fill out. It's pretty simple. Just check a box for which internet package you want, and if you want the streaming video, which streaming video package. If you want telephone or any of the extras, it's just, sign up for what you want.
Okay, very good. Dirk, what else do we need to talk about with this?
Well, let's very briefly, because people, I think, are aware of this, that WyndhamNet has been having discussions with Federated Broadband. Federated Broadband and Southwest Minnesota Broadband Services each approached WyndhamNet about a year ago. to inquire if we would be interested in potentially some kind of a merger or selling WyndhamNet to one of these other enterprises. And we did show, we chose to have further discussions with Federated Broadband, which has led to Federated making a formal proposal to the Telecom Commission and the City Council. Federated Broadband has said, we would like to purchase WyndhamNet. As you know, Federated Broadband has gotten some federal grants, and they are building out their system in Cottonwood County. They're in Storden now. They're going to be in Jeffers. And they think that acquiring WyndhamNet and acquiring our NOC, our Network Operations Center, where all the fiber comes into, would have advantages for them. So at this point, it's just a proposal. We commissioned a consultant to do a evaluation and valuation of the WyndhamNet system to say, okay, what is this system worth? So if and when we go into formal negotiations with Federated, we have a starting point. Now, there's no guarantee, you know, there's no decisions have been made. If we do get into negotiations with Federated, potentially we could, the City Council could agree to sell to them, or they could say, no, we're not going to sell to them. So at the Telecom Commission, we know that if the sale goes through, then we're in one kind of lane. But if the sale doesn't go through, we have to continue operating this system. So we have to make decisions as if we're going to be operating it going forward.
For residents, would then switching to the streaming that's happening now, would a sale down the road affect the new service?
No, because the streaming package that we're offering through WyndhamNet is the exact same streaming package that Federated offers. So in that sense, you know, if down the road Federated would purchase WyndhamNet, there would be virtually, customers would notice virtually no change other than eventually the billing would get shifted over and you'd be billed by Federated, not by the city of Wyndham.
Okay.
But again, we have not gone into any formal negotiations yet. It's potential. I believe the City Council will be talking about this at next Tuesday's meeting. So it is possible, and I say possible, that the city could vote to enter formal negotiations with Federated. But there's no guarantee those negotiations will lead to a sale, because in the end, we think that the system has a certain value. It's like, hey, if I'm selling my car and I think my car is worth 10 grand and you offer me 5 grand, I'm probably not going to sell the car to you for 5 grand.
And you don't have to
do
that. No,
and we don't have to do that. Now you offer me 8, 9 grand, maybe we can negotiate a little bit on that. So I guess that's where we are with that thing. You know, it's possible, and I say possible, that down the road, WyndhamNet could be sold to Federated, but it's also possible that it will not be sold. Now, so I can say on that is stay tuned.
Okay, very good. And that really is one of the things that's been, and as far as Southwest Broadband.
Well, when Southwest Broadband initially contacted the Telecom Commission, which was over a year ago, we formed an ad hoc committee. That ad hoc committee met with Southwest Broadband, and we kind of heard their sales pitch. Later, that same ad hoc committee met with Federated and heard their sales pitch, and we liked what we heard from Federated much more than we liked what we heard from Southwest Broadband. We thought there was a potential there to work with Federated, and we decided, okay, we're going to pursue this going forward. And so I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement as part of this so we could exchange financial information back and forth, so we could see their books and they could see our books, which is kind of common when there's a possible sale. Yeah, so we've exchanged information at that level. Federated has made a formal proposal to us. In fact, Federated is coming back to the telecom meeting on Monday to give us an update on where they stand, and I don't think their position has changed. So, again, if the City Council votes to pursue formal negotiations, then there will probably be meetings in closed session to try and, you know, figure out what price potentially we would be willing to sell at and if Federated is willing to meet that price.
It's kind of that where it's at is the discussion is whether or not to take step one.
Yeah.
Nothing more than that right now.
But based on our conversations with Federated, if, and I say if, Wyndham Net was sold to Federated, I don't think folks would see a lot of change other than the billing aspect of it.
You just mail it somewhere else.
Now, Federated has said that if they were to purchase Wyndham Net, there's probably some, you know, we want, like I said, we want to make some improvements, some technical upgrades in the phone system. Federated said, well, that's exactly what they would do too.
Okay.
So the same thing with the streaming video. So there really would not be much difference in the actual operation, but the only difference would be in the billing and maybe in some of the service things, because instead of necessarily calling Wyndham Net for service, you'd probably be calling Federated to
Very
set up
good.
Service.
All right, Dirk. So the big thing today is December 12th.
Yeah, if you live in the city of Wyndham, if you are a Wyndham cable customer or a Wyndham internet customer, we need to know by December 12th what your intentions are as far as what internet package you want and if you want to sign up for the streaming video. And once again, look, we understand there are people that the streaming video thing is a whole new world for them, and I just want to plug my cable into the back of TV and watch TV. And yeah, we understand it's going to be an inconvenience for those people, but we have a kind of financial responsibility to the city of Wyndham. We simply cannot afford to continue operating the cable TV system the way it's operating. So your choices are no cable TV, or we charge you we charge you an arm and a leg to continue operating a cable TV system in what is potentially a dying industry. So going forward, this is the best for the future of the Wyndham Net system, the city of Wyndham. We think this is the way to go.
Very good. Dirk Abraham, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
All righty, sir.
All right. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.